Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, here we go. Another round of Dina's Dirt at the 40 being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And their Refer a Friend contest. You can win $1,000. Visit their new 16 acres branch on Wilbraham Road or visit pvcu.org for details. Open to credit union members. Contest ends July 26th at 5 p.m. All right, Dina, so what have you heard? What's happening?
Jenna Bush Hager from the Today Show. Is she a mean mommy? She shared that her daughter, Mila, sent her and her husband a letter to let them know just how much she misses them while she's at summer camp.
Aww.
And it was pretty heartbreaking. She said, okay. I wish I could be with you. Dear mom and dad, I miss you so much. Daddy, how much longer till you pick me up? I miss you too much.
Oh,
I need to stop crying.
Wow.
So goodbye. I miss you terribly.
It's a hard letter to see as a parent.
Yeesh. Don't you say like, don't Killer. You love me anymore?
Basically, Jenna said her husband was the one who was ready to go pick her up, saying, should I just go get her? And Jenna said, no, she's fine.
I don't know.
This
tough.
Is bringing back memories for me.
Tough.
I don't know.
My daughter, I'd be picking her up.
I know, right?
A letter like that.
That sounds pretty desperate.
Yeah.
From personal experience, Jenna, pick that girl up now. She's miserable.
Yeah, I hate to see what, like Lova said, the next letter is going to be. Like, why did you abandon me?
Oh, I want to go pick her up now. former mom star Anna Faris and cinematographer Michael Barrett, they secretly got married. At first, you know, there was rumor because Michael was spotted with what looked like a wedding band, but then Anna let it slip on a recent episode of her podcast when she said that she and Michael eloped in Washington.
Okay.
And she admitted that, yeah, he's my husband. And she said it was at a little courthouse in Washington State. No big deal. And, you know, Michael's her third husband. So, you know, I guess at this point, you just keep it small, right? Small,
simple. At this point, yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah. I mean, third time's a charm and third time is small and cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Works. Just call her Dean Jolie.
Okay.
Angelina Jolie handed out diplomas as she was dressed in a full beekeeper suit, Lopez.
What?
Yes.
Where did this happen?
She just come from her beekeeping activities?
This actually happened in France. There is a project. It's called Women for Bees. And what they do is they fast track women into the keeping of bees so that they can become experts at raising bee colonies and become full on professional beekeeper entrepreneurs.
Oh, somebody didn't get one, though. And that really stung for them.
Ah, love it.
Do
love
you?
It. Is it
you
too soon?
That?
Too
I do
soon?
Love it.
They got dissed.
Okay. And Courtney Cox. She
yes.
may have finally connected with her inner Monica. So as Friends fans know, Monica was an accomplished chef on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And now Courtney herself has become a master in the kitchen.
Oh.
She said, when quarantine started, there was nothing to do but stay home and cook. I started enjoying it, thinking it's getting a lot better than a lot of the restaurants I used to go to. And she said she's even tried to get some of her favorite dishes from the restaurants, but they won't give her the recipe. But as far as her go-tos, she said, everybody needs to learn how to make banana bread. That's a quarantine go-to, she said.
With chocolate important. Chips.
And as she points out, everybody has an almost rotten banana. And as far as recipes, she thinks everyone needs to master the baked chicken.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you put it in the oven.
Okay.
Like,
I guess.
What's the
I mean,
deal?
I don't know why you need to master. We can get one for $5 at Costco.
Yeah.
Those are even cheaper than that, I think. But you got to go way to the back of the store, though. That's a walk.
That's
I'll
how
agree
they get
with
you.
Her. I'll agree with her on the banana bread. We'll stick with that.
Isn't that weird, though? Like a nasty banana, but you're still willing to eat it when it's in bread? I've always been fascinated by that.
They're amazing. Bananas are amazing.
That's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Check out all of their great rates on cars and mortgages. They're all posted right on their website at pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what's going on in Dirt this morning?
All right, Mark Wahlberg has been hiding out in his car. Okay. And I bet you can't guess why.
He's waiting for a quiet place.
Or waiting for Wahlburgers to open up.
just sitting at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Just waiting. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
He doesn't have a key to the place?
Nope.
All right. Well, anyway, it's an interesting reason. He hides out there to support his kids. I know, still doesn't make sense, right? But apparently when he goes to see their sports games, he doesn't want it to be about him. He doesn't want to take away from the game. He wants the kids to have their own identities, and that's what they want too. So they really actually don't even want him at the games, but so that he could still be a part of their lives and enjoy what, you know, the kids are doing. He watches from the car. So he took it personally at first, but now he gets it.
How close does he get? Does he like pull up with all the camping chairs of the parents? Like right there on the sideline, he parks? Like
yeah, there's a car right next to the bleachers.
Right, exactly. Bumps the bleachers out of the way.
If there's no parking, if there's no parking on the grass signs, then I guess he can.
It must be Wahlberg.
Yeah. It's terrible when they have him as like the first base coach.
All right, well, there was a medical emergency yesterday morning during filming of The Real Housewives of Miami. The group was actually in New York at a mansion, and we don't know what happened, but ambulances showed up. Now, sources there say that a cast member got sick. They didn't say what happened, just fell ill, and they were treated right there on site. They didn't need to go to the hospital or anything, so we don't even know which housewife suffered the medical emergency, but I'm guessing Bravo's not going to let that leak because someone probably caught it on camera.
What's a medical emergency for them anyway? Like they broke a nail or something?
I mean, first thing I thought of was like dropping a false eyelash into the toilet.
Right, that
Come on.
Call the paramedics.
Sheesh.
Well, whoever it was, it sounds like they're okay, so.
Well, good.
Michaela Cole has joined the cast of Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and a lot of people are wondering if she's coming in to replace Letitia Wright as the older version of Shuri, which is T'Challa's sister. Mm-hmm. Now, Letitia has reportedly faced backlash after sharing this anti-vax transphobic video on Twitter. So there's also this rumor floating around that she's got bad blood with Marvel, possibly with Disney as well. So it would make sense that they might replace her. Michaela has not said if she's taking over the role or if she's coming in as a whole different character, but drama, drama, people. And it's a big hair trend now. An increase in demand for red hair dye is up 163%.
Wow. Why is this?
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It was released 2 weeks ago. And since it's been released, according to Just My Look, they said 163% increase in demand for red hair dye. Everybody wants to give it a try.
Yeah, so do I.
You know, and just wait till a few weeks later when there's an increase in another color. Once people realize, oh my gosh, I can't pull off red.
We're back to brown. Boring.
And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time for your latest gossip. Dina's Dirt at the 40 is here, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You could win $1,000. Somebody's going to win when they refer a friend. Visit their new 16 Acres branch on Wilbraham Road or visit pvcu.org for details. Open to credit union members. Contest ends July 26th, and it happens at 5 o'clock. That's when the contest ends. All right, let's get to Dina's Dirt at the 40. What's happening?
Yeah, a muted Dina.
Dina, are you there?
I'm here.
You just, you know, you just love suspense. I get it.
It's fun messing with you sometimes.
I get it, yeah.
Is it? No. Not for us.
Nick Cannon got Kevin Hart a real llama, like an actual llama for his birthday.
That
was funny. So now Kevin has gotten his payback. Kevin took out some billboards to celebrate Nick welcoming three more babies in like just the last month alone.
Oh, yeah, that was really quick.
Bringing his total kid count to seven. So Kevin shared a photo of the sign in LA that read, "Need fatherhood advice? Call my best friend Nick Cannon. Hey guys, this is his cell."
What?
Oh, really?
It wasn't really, was it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wow. So in case you were wondering, is that payback? Yeah, he posted a picture with the llama, so there's no doubt as to why he did it. And Nick shared a video of everybody calling him, that his phone had been ringing nonstop, and fans were super excited to get a hold of him.
That must have been a fake phone. They must have just gotten that phone.
I don't
There's
know.
No way you would give out a personal number on a billboard.
I know.
I mean, you don't think so?
I don't know. I'd still like to see a billboard of the llama, though. That would be cool.
it is a llama.
Left out of the whole thing.
Yeah, I know, right? That llama. It's not really payback. That's a great gift.
So you say, Lopez. Okay. Well, a home reportedly owned by Jay-Z and Beyonce in New Orleans went up in flames. So scary. Thankfully, nobody was there. But it took 2 hours and 22 firefighters to put it out.
Wow.
And they're saying they think it's arson. That there's a suspicious person report that was made right around the time the fire broke out. So we'll have to see if anything more comes out of that. Thomas Markle says he could take his daughter Meghan Markle and Prince Harry to court so that he can see his grandkids, Archie and Lilibet. Now, I thought he was trying to turn over a new leaf here, but I guess not.
Yep.
He's not met either of the children. He's never met Harry, he said. And he told Fox News that he was ready to take this to court soon, because he's just concerned that, you know, he's 77, his health's not great, he may never see his grandchildren.
Yeah, but he just needs to keep his mouth shut. I mean, hasn't he learned his lesson? I mean, he takes all this information and sells it to tabloids. Of course, she doesn't
legal
want
right the, does he have to do this?
Right. Of course she doesn't want the kid to be with him. Probably in the news the next day.
Yeah.
My question is, did he even call her or send her a message saying, "I'd like to see the grandkids. Can we talk about this?" Did he?
Just does it on the news.
Yeah, he just does it through Fox News. Some people use Instagram or email. Yeah. He uses Fox News.
He needs to just zip his lips from now on, too.
PETA is out with their annual list of the most beautiful vegans. So People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has named musicians like Lizzo, Billie Eilish, and Lenny Kravitz as the most beautiful vegans. Others on the list, Anderson .Paak, Chloe and Halle Bailey, Colin Kaepernick, and Selling Sunset's Heather Rae Young, and so many more. Nice. This list is also more commonly referred to as people Chris Kellogg will never accept a dinner invitation from.
I would still never eat lettuce, even if I were nominated.
My goodness.
Trust me, I've seen what you eat. They're not nominating you. And that's your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
Start your day with a smile. Catch the Kellogg Crew Morning Show weekdays on the Odyssey app and on 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.